Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Mija, and this is Mija on the Mic, solo. This week, I want to talk about home. I have a lot of trouble answering the questions, where are you from? I'm from Queens, so my passport is American, but I'm still a foreigner here because I'm Latina. My parents are Colombian, so my blood is Colombian, but not my passport. I moved to France in my 20s, so if you're asking me where I'm literally coming from, I'm probably coming from France if I'm flying anywhere. Where's home? I live in Paris, but my family lives in Bogota and New York, so home is kind of everywhere. What's your background? I'm Colombian-American, but in Colombia they say I'm American, and in America they say I'm Latina. Sometimes they say I'm a first-generation Latina daughter of immigrants. In France, though, they say I'm American, and have never once questioned my level of English. Whew. It's funny. These questions are meant to categorize us and help people get who you are, right? But really, these questions feel awkward and just make for awkward answers. Here, let me tell you about the very first time I asked Mommy these questions. I sit her down very seriously one Saturday morning at the age of 6. I tell her to turn down the cartoons on the TV. My brother complains. But I tell her, "This is serious, Mommy." She turns off the TV. She's terrified. I take her hand in mine and I look her right in the eyes and I ask, "Mommy, what am I?" "What do you mean?" she says. "What am I? Am I white, Latino, indigenous, black, Asian, Pacific Islander?" They ask us at school. They don't have an option for Colombian. And she says, "But you aren't Colombian." And I said, "What?" "Yes, Mommy, you're American. You were born here." And I said, "Yeah, but you are Colombian. Papi is Colombian. I come from you. So I'm Colombian." "No," she says. "You're American. And if anything, you're Latina. Because we're Latin American since Colombia is in Latin America." And I say, "That's stupid." And she says, "Lenguaje?" But I look really sad, so she asks me, "Why? Why is it stupid?" "Well, it's like this. My passport is American, but my heart and my blood and my soul and my language is Colombian, so why can't I be Colombian?" And she says, "Sorry, Mija, that's just the way it is." For months, I was indignant. I was so upset by this information that I protested by writing Colombian next to my name any chance I got. The next time I went back to Colombia, I told my grandma. And she said, "Papers don't matter. What matters is in your heart." And so I said, my heart is Colombian. And so she made me a traditional campesina dress that I wore all summer so I could be Colombian. As an adult, that involved to saying, I'm Colombian American. When I talked to my friends, they knew my parents were Colombian, that we listened to Latin music, that we speak Spanish at home, and that we threw the best backyard barbecue parties. After I moved to France, I felt that attachment even more, because here you can only be one thing, and that's what's on your passport. I'm American here, period. Okay, I guess. I won't argue, I'm an immigrant. I've since accepted that I'm a little bit of both. Colombian, American, period. But then, I went back to Colombia this year. I went back to see my family for the first time in 15 years. And at the immigration line, an officer stopped me in the foreigner queue. ¿Usted no es colombiana? You're not Colombian? And for the very first time in my life, I had to say to an officer of the law, no, I'm not Colombian. I'm American. And it hurt to say that. I felt a pang in my heart that day. I guess I should take it as a compliment. It means that no matter what my passport says, I've got a Colombian face. But it still hurt. You know, I built Mija's story out of these questions and these moments, and a lot of our guests on the show have talked about these questionings. Maybe there is no real right answer. It's all blended anyway, right? All of our parents left their homes and were kind of floaters from different cultures. Why am I saying all this? Well, one day I will have a daughter and she will ask me the same questions, and I hope that maybe I'll have a better answer for her. I hope that maybe the labels won't mean so much in the future. Maybe Mijas in the future will have other things to worry about. But I hope that they will know and understand how hard it was for us to find home. Thanks for listening. This is Mija on the Mic, a season of reflection on our shared experiences as daughters of immigrants. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be sharing stories like these and inviting guests to share theirs. Follow us on Instagram at Mija Podcast and leave us a note if you like this story. Tune in every Wednesday for a new story from Mija. This is a production of Studio 80, a Latina-owned multilingual podcast studio dedicated to raising voices across cultures. For more from Studio 80, follow us at 80 Podcasts on Instagram. That's 80 Podcasts with an S at the end on Instagram. And don't forget, this season is also about you. If you have a story you'd like to share, I invite you to reach out on Instagram at Mija Podcast and leave us a message with a short story or memory of yours that warms your heart. We'll read it out loud on the show. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook. an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app, also available in Spanish and French.